G'day, boys. How are your penises? It's week 9 of the Off-Center Experiment. We are joined by Demi Lardner for this week's episode of...
Well, we'll just tell your mother that we ate it all.
That's when you get to, we'll make him sit in the corner.
Just do that.
I think that's...
And say, Mummy, I've been a bad boy.
Actually, they don't sit in the corner at the end of Blair Witch. He actually stands.
Tom frequently in our house has to tell me to stop Blair Witching because I like to just stand in the corner.
I can really imagine you doing that.
It's a fucked household.
Makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never actually seen Blair Witch the whole way through.
So good. You got to watch it. It's really good. You have to watch it.
You know what? I'm convinced.
I really like the movie.
Let's stop recording now.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Maybe I was in a bad mood, but I watched it and I'm just like, it's just fucking snotty noses and saying the word fuck a lot.
Yeah,
but
you didn't like that, huh? No. I really like the movie.
Normally I probably would like that. I like people say the word fuck a lot.
They go craggy. Cool. They go craggy at each other. Yeah, I really like it.
Deary me.
I like snotty noses. That's cool to me.
I like a pick of my
nose. Should we address the fact that we finally started without Hastings?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hastings has been kicked off the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
For good.
Did you make that fiver poke out of your pocket on purpose just then?
No.
So that I would be really impressed. Like,
no.
How well, because no. It did. Because it, like, the queen was just peeking out at me like, he's doing quite well.
It's so shame he never forgets where it came from.
I am impressed, but now that I know, so it wasn't a plot.
It was not a plot, but now every time I see you, I'm going to have money in my pocket.
I thought it was just there to remind you of Mother England.
Like, no. Just like 3 weeks later, seeing Demi and putting out a note, being like, and her being like, what are you talking about?
Don't be doing that. Yeah. I hate this.
That's creepy, and I don't remember the last interaction.
What if the currency keeps going up, so next time it's a 10?
Ooh,
and you continue to be more impressed.
And then really confuse me, and the next time it's a 12?
Just me.
You get a 10 and then $2
yeah,
falls out.
It'll just be like a puce note that he's drawn himself.
Me drawing Australian celebrities. Yeah, they're all supposed to have Tony Martin on them, right?
Our currency should have Tony Martin on
it. Yeah, I would have put Bindi Irwin's new husband Chandler on it. I saw a video of him saving a dusty snake from a road, and I was thoroughly impressed. Well done, Bindi.
Is his name really Chandler?
Yeah, it is.
I love that.
Yeah, it's so good. And she's pregnant now. She's got a...
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
She's got a little...
With the teeny tiny little khaki shirt.
It's like, hey... Yeah, we get it. It's funny, kind of. Poor Steve. Remember that bloke? I was at the Royal Adelaide show when I found out that he died.
Right.
Yeah.
Was there a terrible kind of pall over the whole crowd?
Kind of, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy the show, though. Like, I will be sad later. I'm going to save it.
Just like the first entrepreneur at the Royal Adelaide show being like, Pluto pops are $1 off for Steve. Everyone's come around me like, for Steve. And he's just like,
for Steve.
He comes home to his wife. He's like, you won't believe what I did today. I sold them all. You told me the truck was a waste of time.
Oh, my God. Really quickly. And yeah. I don't know the answer to this. But do you think that Steve Irwin died first or Gangnam Style came out first?
Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
I reckon pretty long before that.
I reckon it's a good question and I'm smart for it. All right, 2006. Yeah, all right. Let's see when Gangnam Style came out. Gangnam.
I reckon it'd be like 2013 or something.
I'm
going
to say 2012.
Came out. It doesn't say. Gangnam Style, yeah. Let's look. Ready?
Timeless.
She's about to just say it.
2013. All right.
Oh, nailed it.
Yeah, I'm going to kill myself. 7-year gap. So it wasn't even slightly close for me. Who do you think did die in 2013?
Our innocence as a nation. Did anyone good die in 2013?
Let's see. Celebrity deaths 2013.
I feel like you can only remember 2016.
2016 was the year that everyone died. Right?
Yeah, but like Bowie died that year and I was like, I just don't fucking care. He sucked. He was a creep. 2013. Let's see if it was anybody good. Let's have a look. Henry Brummel.
Who is that?
Well, he was 65. I know that. Richard Griffiths, Jane Henson, Roger Ebert. No! Oh,
two thumbs down for that death announcement.
That's a big one, yeah.
Carmen Infantino.
Whom?
I don't know, man. Corey Monteith. Oh, let's not. He was the guy that... Was he the guy?
Oh, he got cancelled and then died, right?
No, he didn't get cancelled. He just committed suicide, I'm pretty sure.
But wasn't that because...
Wasn't he everyone else on Glee got cancelled. I think Corey Monteith was just a beautiful soul, right?
I hope he's not the pedophile.
I think
you were
thinking of the guy who played Puck, who was the
pedophile. That was the pedophile.
I thought he still did something wrong before he killed himself.
I think it was just drug stuff. Oh, James Gandolfini died in 2013.
Know about Corey Monteith. I think he was just addicted to drugs.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, that sounds right. Because the other one was like he was like looking at child porn, and he was like, "Yes, it's because I'm taking a role as a pedophile." They're like,
honestly, like kind of a bold move.
But why is there so much of it?
Probably not quite so bold as to look at child porn.
Yeah, like fuck, man.
I just can't get in the mindset without it.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
It's important to me. Just read a book about pedophiles. You don't have to be one.
I've seen the look on his face as he was like thinking of that excuse. Okay. Oh, baby.
Here he is, the dog.
Now we have to punish him.
Yeah.
What should we do to him? He's going to come in full of bluster. He's going to be ready to pod.
Yeah, I'm going to kick him in the hole.
You should, maybe.
Kick
twice.
Him in every hole.
Do we ban him from wearing the cowboy hat?
Yeah, he's not allowed.
He's going to
have...
Anybody
else want to wear it?
I
think he'll have a tantrum.
No,
because
like
wear
if he's worn it, I don't know.
Are we ready to hear the words, it's fine?
It's fine?
Yeah. He'll always, it's fine.
The classic
okay.
Hastings.
Yeah. I don't think you get to pick that.
Oh, he does every time.
Oh my God.
The least accountable man in the history of Earth.
Big dog.
A man that calls himself the big dog does not believe in the word accountability.
We do need to tell him that we've been talking about him the whole time. That'll upset him.
Well, he'll think we were anyway.
That's true. Like,
yes. That's the way
the man of the airwaves. Oh, yes. Yeah. Speaking of bloody devil, somebody got ready. Bloody talking about him.
G'day.
Hello.
Too many brekkie bongs, mate?
No, I have no idea what happened. I was very sensible today. Hungover, didn't do anything wrong. Good. I just, at 12 o'clock, I was like, why don't I just lie down for a minute?
Did you wake up and smoke a cone before you came here?
Look, what I didn't do.
Yeah,
5 minutes that I very quickly got ready to come here is not for you to judge. No, I popped down at 12. I was like, I'm just going to lie down for a second.
Your voice sounds crazy, dude.
Woke up 4 minutes ago.
Yeah, it sounds really
and presumably
crazy.
Presumably there's been at least two bongs in there.
The number of bongs that I had in the 3 minutes that it had.
The number keeps going down.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, but a vet had to wake me up and be like, haven't you got a podcast to record, dude? And she hates this podcast. So for her to get me there, like, you know, that's a big call.
She must really want you out of the house.
Yeah, she must. Yeah, someone must be coming around or something. I don't know. I don't know.
She hates your podcast.
Yeah, well, wouldn't you?
I guess.
I can hardly blame her for that. What have I missed? How are you, Demi?
We've just been talking about you mostly.
Yeah, just you.
Oh, fuck, what'd you say?
You're finally going to have to listen to an episode of this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, hate me, though. I'm on this podcast.
But you like people talking about you.
Yeah.
I hate when it's positive.
It's so rarely.
I'm going to guess the time you were recording before I showed up to join in on the recording that you were talking about me, I'm going to assume it wasn't positive chat.
I don't know if I call it negative though, man.
I think it was negative.
I can't wait to listen.
I'd say it was pretty neutral.
It was actually a lot of Steve Irwin chat.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Comparing
I'd
you
say
to
actually
him.
It was maybe worse. It was just complete ambivalence.
Yeah, that is worse.
Yeah. I was going to say, would it hurt your feelings to be like, we just did the podcast and it ran as normal and we were like, this is actually quite a good dynamic.
Yeah. I'm a bit annoyed I woke up for it. All right, well, she can have it then. I don't like
I was having a positive conversation about you with someone the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Please tell me.
All right, let's do it. No, I was just telling someone about... being worried about you, but you being a good guy.
Oh, thanks, man.
There we go.
My actually mildly positive, sort of, in some way.
I was saying that he's having a bit of a tough time, so it's
I'm doing good.
Nice
I've had
him.
A good week. I'm feeling positive.
I will say this, that word's getting around that this is the best version of your hair yet.
Well, it's getting around, huh?
Yeah, it is. I was surprised.
Yeah, which I agree with.
Man. Yeah, I think it's. I think it is a good because it doesn't.
I believe people have been saying "kicky new haircut."
This has put a bit of a pep in my step.
Yeah,
what's
this fucking podcast?
My ego is.
We haven't known for a long time.
Did you make me watch those fucking episodes of that dog shit show?
We'll get to it.
Upload this and put it out anymore.
This is an excuse to hang out with people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
should we start talking about the goddamn...
I'd love to talk about these three episodes.
Okay, welcome to We'll Just Tell Your Mother. We added all the podcasts about teen sex comedies and things thereabouts and things very much not thereabouts. It is week 9, is it, of the off-center experiment?
I think it is
Jesus
week
Christ,
nine.
9 weeks we've been doing
God,
this.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Yeah, we watch every episode of the failed WB sitcom off-center.
Is it early 2000s?
2001, 2002.
Right, that makes sense.
Like, first episode came out like weeks after 9/11.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Isn't that why Zoolander failed as a movie?
Did it?
Yeah, it came out on 9/11.
Wait, it came out like on that day?
At 9/11, yeah.
Holy shit. It was a creative and critical success.
I love Zoolander and Ben Stiller's old, weird, strong body.
How about when we were at the pub the other night and it was just like...
Oh my God, yeah.
Ben Stiller on the TV behind us
just
railing
a bird.
A chick.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was the Heartbreak Kid was playing and there was like a very fucked, like graphic but non-titty sex scene.
No, there was titty.
It was, did it?
Yeah.
Because I thought they were very like craftily cutting it out.
I think they were cutting her face out, but there was definitely titty.
Oh, there was
at one
titty,
point.
Yeah.
How well was Stiller laying the pipe?
He looked
very odd.
He looked upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It was like he was trying
poor Ben.
It was kind of like he looked like he was trying to like
Jewish guilt.
He was trying to like start a lawnmower. But with his dick?
Yeah, right.
I see that, yeah.
You know? And then the bar staff came over and he was like reaching up to turn it off and we're like, what the fuck are you doing? And he left it on.
Just getting into that.
Oh, man.
Okay, so the first episode we watched today was called PP Doc 2, The Examination Continues. Mike and Ewan's urologist moves into their apartment building. The worry that the doctor will hurt their game... Well, they worry that he would hurt the game, but soon they find that he attracts women.
How much pussy I get definitely relies on how he's living across the hall from me.
Definitely.
That's what
yes.
is the core deciding factor mm-hmm. in how often I'm getting it away.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, there is a 80-year-old woman with a small, loud dog across the hall from me. And
you're trying to get the backpackers back in. We're just trying to get the hummies up from the bar.
Yeah.
There was a quote in this episode which I feel sums up my attitude to both Andrew Hastings and just this entire like...
Is it very funny? Love it.
This entire TV
just
series.
Just want the best for him.
This TV series has a kinky new haircut.
Hope he's doing all right. It's been rough. The first season has been real rough, but it seems like he's recovering a bit.
Don't worry, guys. I've turned a corner. I'm doing good.
Well, maybe...
Well, it turns out all I had to do was not do MDMA for 2 weeks.
That's weird, man, that changed things.
Yeah.
It's really odd.
It was a big couple months.
Well, maybe your attitude will change after I read the quote. The quote was, "Your coarse brand of sexuality is repulsive."
All right, get him a pinger.
My ego is buffeted about by a ship on the winds of other people's I am at their mercy.
We were saying last week that we thought this show had turned a corner.
Yeah.
And it was starting to get better.
Yeah.
Were we wrong?
I think maybe.
Yeah. You were fucking wrong. But also, I don't know, you were wrong, but I think at least the first two episodes of this were better than last week, but they were still not good.
The first two episodes, I'm confused.
Okay.
So the two episodes preceding the ones that we watched.
Oh, yep. Okay. That's good.
Wait, hold on. Episodes
no, the
of the show
episodes
or episodes?
The ones we watched.
Yeah.
Episodes of this?
I think they were worse than the first two for this week.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
He's saying, episode 1, 2, 3 of season 2 are worse than the ones that we just watched.
Where does Hastings fit into this?
You're a part of the podcast.
I'm included.
I hate this new runner that you're doing.
I got a really big laugh in like the first couple of minutes of the episode of the show.
You were in it?
No. You stupid cunt. I can fucking kick you into the sun, you little bitch.
Oh, man. It would almost be worth putting together a best of part two just for kick you into the sun, you little bitch. I'm gonna isolate that clip and just play it in our group chat or anytime Hastings says something stupid.
Yeah, so we need to get a soundboard like that's going on.
Yeah. All right. I'll get some money. Let's buy a soundboard.
Yeah, get a soundboard.
Are we done here to the next step?
You should just make like a human soundboard. Like I'll stand here and you can like touch me on my belly button when you want me to call him a stupid cunt.
Make a Hastings soundboard so I can stay in bed.
Why do you sound like
honestly,
an Axel?
Honestly, we probably fucking could. And it would sound like you were here. Like, where's Hastings been in this? I'm like, fine. Oh, no, having a bad week.
Because I was like, oh, I'm going to just have like a quiet weekend. What that's meant is I've been inside at home smoking bongs the whole time.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, no, I'm just like not going to go out. I'm not going to drink. I'm going to like be sensible.
Maybe and you should start going out drinking again.
Yeah, that might help.
Maybe. Every time I get a hangover now, it's days. I hate it.
I don't know.
What do you mean? Oh, it goes for days.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Take some...
I'm 30.
Get some...
I'm not.
Get some Hydralyte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't work hungover at all anymore.
I don't know whether I... Maybe I am getting hangovers, but I don't realise because I drink every night.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just, don't have a that's job. Just
maybe
how
it's
I
because you're
think.
Drinking the good.
I make a lot of money.
Yeah, no, of course.
All the time.
But I got to be up at the crack. These kids aren't going to look after themselves.
Yeah, my cat wakes...
Yeah.
My cat wakes me up, though. My cat wakes me up, so that's also hard. And
let's talk cats for a minute.
Out. I have to go down and put Metamucil in his food and then get back upstairs.
Do your cats do the thing where they just sort of slow motion slap you in the face to wake
no,
you up?
No, not slow motion at all. Actually, he's figured out. I have this necklace that I wear all the time, and he's figured out how to, because it's elastic, he's figured out how to get his paw under it and just smack me in my throat.
One of the cats, but not the other one, has figured out that biting my toe when I'm asleep will get me up like real fucking quick.
My so cat's drawing. It's funny
because your dad was doing that as well.
Well, that's something else. Disgusting. No one would ever.
What got the big laugh out of you?
I think it was like the first line out of Pie Dad, which was... Oh, hey, boys, how's those penises? It's like, that's fucking funny.
Yeah, that is quite funny.
Very good.
He's like, really good. He's great, I think.
He's the standout, and there's a reason they brought him back for another episode.
Yeah.
He was like the highlight of the first season.
Why did I have to watch the other two episodes if he wasn't in them?
A good question.
See, what I would...
I feel that way about the other 26 episodes.
What I think is that...
I love Eugene Levy, dude. I think he's so funny.
He's so amazing. Fucking funny.
He's
so but tight. I was just... I thought when I saw him, I was like, oh, that's why I'm watching this show. But then he wasn't in the second episode that I watched. So I now... And that made the second episode like... Multitudes worse to endure.
For a good chunk of the Eugene Levy episode, I thought he was joining the permanent cast as like a last-ditch effort. Because the show's about to get cancelled. Last-ditch effort to save it. I was like, oh, Eugene Levy.
That would have been
is
great.
Is he Roy? Like, is he?
Well, I was thinking like maybe that's what they were positioning. Like, they get him back. He's moved into the building. At the end of the episode, he hasn't moved out. So I think they were going like recurring. And I reckon if they'd got a season three, he would have definitely been part of the cast. Yeah. And that's when it would have become the greatest sitcom of all time.
But, like, I wonder, the thing that I can't get out of my head watching this fucking show is, like, and shows like it, like maybe Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place. Or was it just two? Didn't it turn
it
into something
as
else?
Two Guys and a Girl and a Pizza Place. And then it was just Two Guys and a Girl because the pizza place stopped being the... Like,
right, okay.
After Blink 182 played a concert there
that's
in the
true,
final
yeah.
episode of the pizza place.
Where are you?
Changing the name of the show is such like a mission. It's like I can understand why they would do it if a cast member left the show, but the pizza place is a set.
Yeah,
like the pizza place didn't quit the show.
Wait, why don't we just build another pizza place?
Yeah, why don't...
That's a fucking funny thing about Everybody Loves Raymond is that he hated the name of the show. Mm. And when he was like talking to the producers and stuff, he was like, I fucking hate the name of the show. And they're like, it's all right. If it gets a second season, we can change it.
Yeah, right.
And then they got to the second season and they're like, we're not fucking changing the name of the show, you dipshit.
We're crushing this, you idiot. Why would we change it?
But I always say...
You're Everybody Loves Raymond. You're Raymond.
Yeah, dude. But it's I always think of like, are they just like between takes? Are the people on the show, like, joking with each other, or are they all solemnly sitting there, like, thinking about their life? Because I can't imagine...
At a show like this, I think it would be quite solemn.
Yes, yeah, that's how it feels to me.
Half people involved just going, I was in American fucking Pie.
One, I would be curious
as... shit break.
I would be curious as the social dynamics of, like, who hangs out with who.
Yeah.
Like, in this.
Who's the locker room leader?
Yeah, and, like, is there someone that doesn't kind of hang out with the rest of them? I'd assume it's the person who plays Liz because it's 2002. Like,
yeah, I would imagine she was probably not getting chummy with everyone.
I was trying to... Yeah.
I will say, I reckon the cast reunion, John Cho's not showing up these days.
Yeah,
I think John Cho's... I reckon John Cho's crushing it too hard these days.
I was trying to look up some supporting documents for this show.
I would like to continue my point from last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah, go.
While you're looking that up to see... I said season two has ruined Chow. And I think these really hammered it home.
No, I like what they've done with Chow.
I like what you've done with the Chow.
I think they've changed him from a weird, like...
What even?
That's what I'm saying when I'm watching these new episodes. I'm like, I like what you've done with the Chow.
I don't like what we've done with Andrew Hastings.
Yeah. I'm in a good
this
mood.
Season.
I like when he'll just fuck a hole in your sentence by saying something that makes no sense.
What like, if?
Here comes Hastings! That's pretty good.
I just woke up. Cut me some slack.
No, I will never. You sound like
if
a fucking
anything, that's
axolotl.
That's the reason why you shouldn't be getting
my nap went for 2 hours longer than anticipated. And I'm not quite there right now.
They do still hang out, well, as of 6 years ago. I got a little photo of them at saying, off-center reunion, anyone? And it's on Sean McGuire's.
Who's in there?
It's everyone but Liz.
Oh, right.
This is around Becca time. It has the same like look as Becca, but
it does
like,
too.
Rising.
Yeah,
yeah. It has that filter.
I quite like Becca.
I really liked Becca.
Did Becca address 9/11 as like neither or did? Which yeah, which song comes?
Probably just with some sort of snide comment
from the Baxter himself.
Wow, they deserved it.
I just remember like really loving Becca, and I used to watch it with my dad, and then a couple of years later watching Saw 2 and being like, It's Linda. It's Linda from Becca. With a fucking machine strapped to her head that's going to pull her jaw open and snap her face in half.
Oh, dear. Does it?
No, she gets out of it. Spoilers.
Well, she ends up becoming kind of... She becomes like Saw.
She becomes
like,
new Saw and then she like takes her powers.
That's where I recognize her from.
She's
the one with the needles in Saw 2.
They chuck her in the pit. Yeah.
What makes her become the new Saw? Is it like hurt people?
She's like his daughter or something.
No, she's not his What the fuck? No.
Like his daughter
she gets out of the trap and she's like Saw's thing about making me realize that I'm glad to be alive was right.
Yeah, and then she like...
she learned the lesson.
Yeah, then he like takes her under his wing, kind of, and he's like dying of I think lung cancer, or maybe throat cancer, and then she like takes her power too seriously or whatever. She takes her job too seriously, and then Saw like kills her in another Saw trap.
Takes, like, Saw's criticizing someone for taking their job too seriously.
No, it's pretty rough.
I love murdering. Yeah, you're taking it to it now. Come on, it's out of work life balance.
She makes unwinnable traps, and Saw's like, hey,
she just kills him.
Yeah, Saw's like, mine have a point. Like,
yeah,
it's a social critique.
You're being a bitch.
Yours is a sadistic.
Yeah,
so the last one I saw was set after Jigsaw dies, and it's him posthumously getting. How do you say that?
Posthumously. It's all like really garlicky, but like there's nothing actually in your mouth.
Posthumously.
Yeah.
He's like posthumously doing a game on the on the employees of the insurance company.
Yes, yep.
Have they made more since then?
Yeah, there's fucking heaps of Saws.
I think there's a new one coming, too.
There is a new one coming.
I think we found a new miniseries to do after Off-Center.
Oh, no, please, no.
Right, as long as we can stop doing
Saw 1
sex
is
comedies.
A great movie, I think.
I think so, too. And the
Saw
directors, the
sure
writers and creators and directors are Australian.
Yeah.
And they are both in the movie. I think one of them is...
Lee Whannell is the guy who...
Yeah, he's the cop.
He's the Australian guy, right?
Yeah, he's the guy the guy who gets left in the room at the very
end. And then the Asian cop is the other Australian guy.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's the other creator.
Because I know James Wan now like directs DC movies.
Oh,
like,
really?
He did Aquaman. And he did
that,
a
I heard it,
Furious.
That was dog trash.
It's pretty bad.
It's like better than the Batman's, I think, is the argument.
Better than the which Batman?
Ben Affleck.
Oh, I haven't. I don't.
Yeah,
even...
exactly.
Their whole thing with all that. I haven't shit seen any of
There's
it's
never not
the
a
moment.
Fucking Batman movie coming out.
It's
just,
always
just
about
stop. Well,
there they was
just,
a billion just, Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, Robert Pattinson. Yeah.
They just released the Robert Pattinson trailer
and two new Batman video games.
Yeah. I fucking love Robert Pattinson though, man.
He's tight, right?
He's so fucking cool. I really loved him in The Lighthouse, and also I really liked how he was like. They were like, "Oh yeah, we want you to get Jack to be Batman." He's like, "Actually, I think that's setting a really bad example." But it's like you clearly just don't want to fucking work out. Yeah. You dumb freak.
I think he's like, actually kind of like a skinny
I'm into
feet
that.
Artist. I think he's kind of. Yeah.
I think Batman's like sparkly and he loves Bella. Yeah.
I would probably, yeah. No, I'd put my mouth on Robert Pattinson, sure.
I'd put my mouth on him, whatever.
You'd have to for the clout.
Put, like,
the
clout, put both my mouth
I couldn't
on him.
Do that because like my mum.
Both of us.
My mum loves best. Him too much. I'd have to try and like. No, go for Deb, mate.
Yeah. Go on.
Yeah, go for her.
Give her a go.
Give her a go. No, don't worry about me.
Are you up on this Zack Snyder cut, Justice League stuff?
Yeah, I saw him put out a really
it's
lame...
It's going to be 4 hours long.
Yeah, it's four one-hour movies.
And it's a trailer with Hallelujah playing.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. Is it which version?
I don't know which version.
Is it a bloke?
It is a bloke.
Might be Lenny Coase.
I don't think it's Lenny Coase.
Or is it Jeff
Well,
Buckos.
He's dead.
I think it might be an entirely new
combatant. Rufus Wainwright.
Rufus Wainwright. Is it him?
I don't know.
It I might be ask. Casey Chambers.
Well,
who's done it? Who else has done it?
Katie Lang!
He's already done that song in his movies. He hasn't.
It's in Watchmen, famously.
Yeah, when two people fuck.
Did you hear that for Aquaman, what's his Jason Momoa was meant to be... He got like really cut for the role.
Isn't he already like enormous?
Yeah,
but he got like
cut.
Properly cut, like, right. You know, like dehydration style shit.
Right.
And then, salt in the water.
Yeah. And then he, like a week into production, just started drinking Guinness after Guinness after Guinness every single day
what
and just
man,
got fucking chubbed. And he was like, you can fix this, right? So they had to do all of it CGI, every like gut shot.
What a fucking leg.
I know. It's so
that's
good.
That's me when I go home with a VFX specialist. I take my shirt on, like, you can fix this
you
in
fix
post,
this,
right?
Yeah. In their mind. Just like go back through
later
and
later on,
like,
when you tell your friends about this,
yeah,
you're gonna fix
just
this, right?
Make it better.
Yeah.
While we're on the superhero bullshit,
can you edit
podcast.
It to make it longer? 2 minutes isn't quite what I'm...
Yeah, give Hastings the Snyder cut.
It's four smaller.
A different version of Hallelujah plays each time. You passed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, when's Venom 2 come out?
Venom! I fucking love that movie, man.
Yeah, Venom
it's
rules.
So high, right?
I love it.
Venom's the best superhero movie.
Text for this podcast.
I think I've probably talked to you about this before, Rose, but my favorite shit about Venom was that, like, usually in superhero movies, like, they get the point where they, like, get their fucking powers or whatever, and then they, like, get hotter, and he just looks like dog shit the whole way through the movie. Yeah. He looks like shit. He's sweating, he's dirty, and he's eating trash, and I'm like, my type, Tom Hardy.
I just remember the bit where he's like, well, on my home planet, I'm kind of a loser.
That's why, like, so
I like that movie.
Venom,
it's good.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Kind of a loser?
The way he said it was like, kind of a loser.
He doesn't say what you would call.
He just is kind
I'm
of
kind
a loser.
Of a loser. So
yeah.
It's like more self-aware than 99% of the losers I know.
Yeah.
But that one line, too, was like enough to make you be like, all right, I like him.
Okay.
Venom's Charlie
point.
McCann. Yeah, I'm kind of, I don't know.
I hope 2 does continue kind of like in that vein and doesn't just become like, fully. It's fucking more action. It's more of it. Like,
I
really
it
wanted
be.
It to be a romantic comedy. Like, I thought it was.
I think you could absolutely recut it. As a romantic comedy.
But,
I
mean, Woody Harrelson looks deranged in, like, all the stuff for Venom 2 at the moment.
Seen Venom... Wait, yeah, was he in Venom 1?
No.
At the very end.
The post-credits scene
he's
Carnage.
Oh, I don't know that. I don't know all that much Venom lore.
So Carnage is like if the Venom symbiote got into a psycho.
It's like ultra badass Venom.
And was red.
Instead of good guy Tom Hardy, it was on a fucking psycho, dude.
Oh, fuck, actually, bro. Sounds sick.
Also, just let Eminem compose the soundtrack.
Just let Eminem do every
just
song.
Let Eminem direct the movie.
Also,
Eminem won
cameo.
An Oscar. Let's
absolutely. Got
yeah,
a cameo.
He has to. His like little sidestep instead of actually dancing. For that whole song, he's just like stepping from side to side.
The Venom song
fucking
rules.
So good. Yeah, I like it. I really like it.
Sick.
He knocked. I let the devil in.
I forgot that was the one.
If you like that, can I recommend an episode of this podcast to you?
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we made like 30 episodes of this podcast about Venom.
Fuck, that's awesome.
We went and watched it in 4D.
Oh, it was so good in 4D as
that's
well.
That's so sick. Did you get sprayed?
Oh, yeah. It was very unsettling.
Didn't Alexi get pink eye from seeing Sonic in 4D?
You said that to me the other night.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. He's at my house right now, so I'll ask him when I get back. Oh, but I'm pretty sure he was watching Sonic and he got pink eye.
Gotta go fast.
That's so
he got like ass water sprayed in his face.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Should we talk about the second episode or are we?
Yeah, all right. Yeah. The second episode's wild.
Oh, if you thought the fucking second episode was wild.
Second episode, I was like, oh.
So I don't know how the second episode ended because this was the point where I fell asleep.
Right, okay.
So you haven't watched the third one?
I watched 50% of the dedicated.
Okay, well maybe we should just not do the third one for this episode because Demi didn't watch the third one either.
I tried so hard.
Because it means we've already watched
it. I've only got one.
Okay.
Well, the second one, though, also, I think the thing that kept me.
Should
going
I? I'll do
in
a little.
It.
Do a little. Yeah, yeah. Thing. It was called the Deflower Half Hour. Lindsay, Ewan's date, announces to everyone that she wants to lose her virginity to Ewan when she turns 18 at midnight. Upon hearing this, the gang have flashbacks to their first times.
Yeah. So what the fuck? This is like one of my.
No one in there just went like. Get the child out of the house.
So this is like one of my favorite sitcom structures as well. Like when you know the characters well enough to like flashback to them.
Fuck out of here.
I like the format.
Help the child, help her.
So like,
who can we just say was a honey?
Oh no, we can't.
She's 17, Rose.
You know the actor is like 27.
Yeah,
like
she was actually 12.
Can I jump in real quick? I haven't seen the end of the episode, so can we do something with me not knowing whether or not she fuck? I don't know if she fucks.
Well, do you
want
to guess
what
happens?
I would like you to predict what happens.
I think Ewan decides not to.
Yep, and then
that's correct. What happens after that?
Oh,
think obvious.
Yeah.
Just
Joe fucks her. Chow
yeah,
fucks
yeah.
Her.
But he doesn't though. She's doesn't, like, I don't want to fuck you either. And Ewan's like, oh okay.
And he's like, because it's Eurasian. And then it's like
no, but then he's like, she's like, I want to fuck him. And he's like, yeah. And they go to do it. And then they get to the front door and there's a cop there. And he's like, this little filly is 18 and she's mine. And she was like, hey daddy.
Yeah.
And the cop punches him.
Now also, I just want to be completely clear on this because my dad told me this in, for some reason, way too much detail when I was a teenager.
This is going to be very
He's a high school teacher, keep in mind.
Okay.
This is going
to
be very upsetting.
It was because I think the context was he kept being like, stop trying to, like to students in my class, being like, stop trying to add me on Facebook. It's like bordering on again. I went to an all boys school as well. And it's like, it's borderline against the law to do that because like, if like something were to happen, you would, you know, whatever, then like that can be because we have, it's great. He's like grooming's illegal is the point I'm trying to make. Grooming is a named crime. Like grooming's not just an extension of pedophilia or whatever. Yeah. Grooming is in of itself against the law.
Yeah.
You can't have a 17-year-old in your apartment and go 24 minutes, boys. That's grooming.
At that point, you've already done the crime.
Yeah. Wait, it's groom. Yeah. It's I have a fear of grooming.
I have no, that's too dark for the podcast. Never mind.
No, it's fine.
Oh, I don't know.
We've gone into Hasty's mental health.
Yeah, and it was a mistake every time. So
there have been episodes of this with the Lifeline number at the start.
Yeah, no, I had an ex that was sort of, he was an actor and he would do like incursions at schools and stuff. And then he started like adding the girls that he met there on Facebook.
Oh, no.
And then he got like fired because he was being real pedophile-y. And I was like, oh, that's cool because I look really young.
You're like a loophole.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah. I work with like 17-year-olds. Like I have 17-year-olds at the place I work.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the countdown?
Yeah. And yeah, it's been a few times where it's just been like, hey, just so everyone, my hands are up here.
Like a Santa photographer.
Like there's no 16-year-olds. The youngest they go is like 17. Yeah. And like I could never, no resident that's so strictly, that would be such
where
a
do you work?
I can't say the name of the company, but it's like just student accommodation.
Oh.
Yeah, I work like on a student accommodation for residents, yeah. But it's like what happens sometimes is like the 18-year-olds are like they'll just, you know, be like flirty or whatever, and I'd be like, I'm married.
I really want to, but the company says I can't.
It's so easy for it to look bad. But yeah, man.
Yeah, that's the reason.
The other point is 17-year-olds look like 12-year-olds. Like, it's
yeah,
so...
Yeah, they really... It's upsetting.
Absolutely uncool.
Like, they really do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This episode, I had to rewind because of
It was so good.
Yeah, had to get me some
One more time!
Like, you hadn't come yet.
Yeah. It took me... Yeah, I was doing my Snyder Cut bust material.
Well, you busted over four times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was... Because I was watching and, like, I was saying, like, this episode... I really dislike because it does take one of my favorite kind of sitcom things.
Yeah, I love
where
the format.
You first mess with it and show flashbacks and look, he's a bloody nerd in this, you know? And they made it so insidious with this plotline that didn't need to exist. Like, you could sit around drinking and just be like, "Hey, well, how we all lose our virginities?"
Yeah.
So like,
the actual conceit is so.
Let's talk to a child about it.
Yeah. Well, so that's, like, it's such an easy premise to get to without that.
Without the kid.
So
well,
so that's what happened. So like, I saw it and they were like. Because I was doing something simultaneously, so I couldn't like quite hear it. So the first time I was like, wait, is it, this is a joke, right? Like, she's not actually 17 and he's not actually counting down. So I realized, and he is, but the thing that got me most is because like they've done so much work to make Ewan a nicer guy in season two, and they kind of go right back in this and fuck him up. But everyone's so cool with it. A few people are like, "Hey, it's a bit weird," but no one's like, "We should like report you to the police." Like,
at the very least, like Liz and Status should be up.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you were Liz, wouldn't you be like, "Anyway, come with me, child.
Yeah.
We need to leave."
Because they're supposed to be 26.
Yeah,
But I guess in the second season, they've kind of made Liz a shitty person as well.
Yeah, kind of.
Let's concede for a second that all of like his dipshit friends are cool with him being basically a statutory rapist.
Yes,
like, let's
say
they're all cool with that for a second.
Okay.
Even just on like an accomplice level, it's like, if I'm one of those guys, it's like, get her the fuck out of the house. If you can do that,
well, that's
just
also
do it somewhere
like,
else.
If you're a status quo is supposed to be like a Grammy winning rapper. Like, you don't need like fucking the paparazzi being like, "Yeah, his best mate's fucking a kid."
Can we talk
and
about
he's just there and his reaction to it isn't like, "That's gross." It's like, "I remember when I first fucked."
Status quo was based on R. Kelly, apparently.
Everyone sees this beautiful 17-year-old and it's like, "I remember when I lost it." Like,
can we talk about Status's flashback?
Like, I did see that one.
Properly, like, he's white.
Yeah,
they just made him white.
Yeah,
like,
he is just white.
Which is him in the whole show.
It was so.
It would have been funnier if they actually used a white actor.
He fakes liking hip hop his entire career. His entire career is based on him faking. He's a hip hop musician's job in the show. His entire career is just as like, "It's just for the pussy, brother."
Demi, like, that's the thing. Like, how much do you know about. I was going to ask, like, did you posit that Status Quo is like a huge superstar rapper in this? Because he's not in the first episode.
When I saw that there was a black person in their house, I was like, "Ah, yes, their rapper friend." Because it's the early
2000s. Yeah, you know.
But he's meant to be like huge.
One of the gang is an internationally famous rapper and it comes up once every three episodes.
And he's hanging out with these dipshits in their apartment and a 17-year-old.
It would be like if Joey was Marlon Brando.
That's not bad, actually.
Pretty much, yeah. That was weird.
Because that's, I forgot completely. The Status Quo just isn't in the first episode.
There are plenty of episodes that he's just not in.
They just keep forgetting how to use him. So for someone coming in and for him to just basically be like, "Yeah, I'm white," like, you'd be like, "Well, fucking, I don't know, man."
I know we've done How Did You Lose Your Virginity 45 times on this podcast, so let's not. But... it is interesting that, like, and based on the having.
After I watched No Country for Old Men.
Yeah. Is that for real?
Perfect example. This is such a perfect example of what I was going to say. It's such a common premise in movies and stuff to be like, "How'd you lose it, dude?" It's like, "I'm trying to lose it." It's like, almost every virginity story I've ever heard is so boring.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's like, "Yeah, I was 16 and it was with my girlfriend."
Yeah,
and the ones that you hear that aren't boring are like, "That's horrible."
Yeah, it's
like,
"I'm really sick of Oscar." I hope you're talking to someone about that.
Yeah, there was this girl, she was 17, and me and my friends were trying to pass the time. So we all talked about how we fucked for the first time.
Brutal.
Yeah, man.
This episode have any funny stuff in it, though?
This one actually had the most amount of things that I was like, and then they're going to say this, and they said something worse.
Yeah.
like, less funny than what I was.
I think it's because, like, this show was trying to be, like, the edgy sitcom show. Like, that's, like, a stated conceit from, like...
That was pretty much it. It's just, like, this is a prime-time like, sitcom, but... It's American Pie, but with cocks.
But we can't say the words fully, but it's still the American Pie, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like their second draft of every joke isn't how do I make it funnier. Their second draft is like, how do I make it raunchier?
Yeah, right.
So it's, every time it's going to be like, ah.
It's not...
Every joke is like, they went with that one, huh?
Yeah. I think the only actual funny thing was that I laughed at in the whole thing was how's those penises?
I think it's like kind of like...
downhill from there.
Cosmically funny that this exists in a world where so much evil happens like this. Do you know what I mean?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Like, over 20 however many episodes, the show would have cost like several million dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's you know... So people are dying and stuff.
People are dying,
so it's like
yeah.
cosmically funny.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I get that. I was on a show once that they spent several million dollars each episode and I threatened to quit every week. and most of it was just because I would go into the producers and I'd be like, I do not want to do this very sexist sketch that Glenn Robbins wrote.
All right.
And
he'd be like, we were all dancing around which show it was.
No, it's like, but nobody watched it. So, like, how could anybody know?
No one listens to this either.
So.
I actually don't know what show
it doesn't matter. It was
I
on,
didn't watch it.
No, nobody watched it. It was a really bad show. But
I didn't have the network that it was on.
But one day I got to sit on a horse for a full day.
That's fun.
But like every day I would go in and like dress up as one of the little boys from Game of Thrones.
I could
sit
see
on
you
horse.
In a pair of jodhpurs.
Yeah, there was a lot of jodhpur work, dude. I was always either a little boy or an old lady. It was like there was no in between. And like every day I would go in and be like, they're paying me so much money to dress like a little boy. I threatened to quit every week. And I went into the producers one day and was like, all I said was, there are people dying. He was like, what do you mean? And I was like, that's all I wanted to say. And just left the office.
Yeah. Wow, way to tell truth to power, David.
Guys, there's bad shit happening. And I'm not saying stop paying me. I'm just saying I don't feel good.
You should feel your contractual obligations to me. Who gives a shit?
Can you think of versions of this flashback format that you like?
Yeah, I mean, every sitcom kind of has something like this. I feel like Friends has kind of done that well a few times successfully.
Simpsons.
I feel like maybe the best version of it is the South Park one, where they reimagine everything, but then it all ends nicely and they get ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, I know the best one. It's the Clerks cartoon.
Oh, the Clerks one's great, which the whole second episode is flashbacks to the first episode.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
And made up. Flashbacks that don't exist.
That's what I was going to say that I thought.
That involved Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Were you about to say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basketball.
Basketball players.
Oh.
And Ryder.
I don't know anything about this show. I remember him from Airplane.
Yeah.
What if we did a flashback of all the like the first time we all told a time we lost our virginity story on a podcast?
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
I remember the first time I
told the story about losing my virginity on a podcast.
It was on The Loose Five with Marcel and that other guy.
Marcel Blanche de Wilde and...
Who was the other guy?
Do not remember.
I was on film feuds with Seizure Kaiser.
Good grief.
We were covering best British crime capers.
Oh my god!
What was the Codpast? What was the full
name? Comedy Codpast.
Oh man, that's a bit of nostalgia for any real mug and kettle heads out there.
That was the first podcast.
Yeah. The first and only, in my opinion.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There was no B plot in this episode, was there?
No, it was just this.
No, it's a bottle episode.
Because they're
doing the countdown. What about bottle episodes?
All there.
Do you know about bottle episodes?
Yeah. I mean, Friends also, the one where they're in the bedroom.
The TV show Friends.
And the one where...
Wait, isn't there a B plot when they're in the bedroom?
There is. The one...
Well, there's two, but it's like all in... They're in the bedroom and then they're in the lounge room.
Yeah.
So the one where no one's ready in Friends, where Joey puts on all of Chandler's clothes. But it never leaves Monica's lounge room.
Yeah, but they do a B-plot in the same room.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad. Rachel not being ready.
Oh, man. Episodes. People who don't like the Fly episode of Breaking Bad can honestly suck my clunge. Oh, my God. You have a dick and I said clunge and I felt so gross. Oh, my God.
Man, they can suck my crunch too.
Honestly, it fucking, like, I don't need it. It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
What?
When he's going to bed that night, what is it? Oh my God.
This is fucking awesome.
What is it? I haven't seen it.
Have you not seen Breaking Bad at all?
I've seen like 8 episodes of it.
It's like, so
I also know how it ends.
He's in this giant, like, the giant meth lab that he is employed to, like, be in.
They're
kind of
working in a commercial meth lab for a while.
I read about that. Yeah, it's very cool. The super lab.
Yeah, it's under a dry cleaner.
But it's like, he's like, it's kind of said that, like, he has insomnia and he, like, hasn't really slept all that much the night before, and he gets up and then for some reason, like, heaps of shit's going on, so he's just having kind of a mental break, and there's one single fly in the meth lab. Yeah,
they kind of foreshadow that his brain might not
he's going kind of nuts, and he's like going to insane efforts to kill just this one fly, and then, like, Jesse gets there and, like, he's, like, pressurized the whole room, so, like, their ears are popping and stuff, and he's like, I need to get rid of this fucking fly, and, like, he's going nuts about it, and then, yeah.
So the whole episode, I'm trying to kill a fly.
How late into the show is that?
Season 3.
It's like halfway through-ish, probably.
It's, because season 5 was, like, extra long as well, so season 3 would be, like,
I never finished Breaking Bad. I should go back and do that. I just sort of fell off. Like,
honestly, Stand now.
The last three episodes of Breaking Bad are incredible.
They really are. Honestly, though, like, I was never, like, the, like, hugest. I think it's an amazing show. I think it's probably one of the best shows ever made.
Sure.
I wasn't obsessed with it. I was just like, it's really fucking good.
And it's
I've watched it through the whole way 5 times.
Fuck yeah. That's tight.
I don't even care that much about it, but I'm like, it's so fucking good.
Cranston's so good.
It also does still take, like, I reckon, like, most of season 2 to really get really good.
I enjoyed season 1.
Yeah, season 1's fine, but, like, you can see it's a good show.
You just want him to turn.
That was my problem with it, was I watched it, like, immediately after I finished watching The Wire, and I'm absolutely that huge Wire snob wanker.
Man,
so
I
was
really
just like, oh, it's not as good.
They're different.
Tom said I have to watch The Wire. I really want to watch it.
You should. It's very good.
All right.
Man, your boyfriend telling you to watch The Wire. That's so
funny. Hey, sometimes your girlfriend can tell you that also.
Like, hey, no one can really escape that, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of
Tom's just like, damn, you know what's really cool? The Sopranos.
I would never watch The Sopranos. Tom won't play horror games with me.
Oh, that's a bummer.
What horror games are we talking about?
Like Outlast and stuff. He gets spooked.
Outlast looks fun.
What's one that I know? Silent Hill? Is that one?
Silent Hill is great.
Silent Hill is fun, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's a shame that the Norman Reedus one never got made.
I've smashed through
was
all
it meant
of
to be
Wolfenstein
Norman
1.
Yeah, well, it was meant to be Hideo Kojima from Metal Gear Solid and Guillermo del Toro doing a Silent Hill game.
Fuck! Do you know Norman Reedus' son's name is Mingus?
Yeah.
His name is Mingus Reedus? Mingus Reedus.
Mingus Reedus.
That's,
I mean, if your last
that's
name
like,
is Reedus.
Yeah, you can't call your kid Mingus.
That's like up there with Audio Science Clayton.
What is that?
Do you know what's she in? Have you seen the movie A Knight's Tale?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
The, like, female lead in that, like, her kid's name is Audio Science.
Fuck
and
off.
Their surname is Clayton.
That's so funny. What's that stupid rich cunt, Elon Musk?
It's like
kid's
name? A whatever.
A blim blim blim. It's like Ash Pierce or something.
Yeah, Ash Pierce Musk.
Ash Pierce Musk.
Yeah, which if your last name's Musk. Your first kid up for a cent.
Yeah. Stupid. That cunt.
You call the kid Stick, so when it's written down like surname, comma, surname, it would say Musk Stick.
Do you want to,
oh, that's nice. I like Musk
Stick. Bit of nostalgia. I reckon they're actually all right.
I reckon they're all right. They're just like yucky powder in your mouth, and you're like, yum, 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 yum. I'm in a tent on river camp.
It tastes like ration lollies.
Musk. Oh, it does. It tastes like MRE lollies, yeah.
Why is the Blitz happening?
Oh, no, it's because I ate my Blitz lolly.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine has another good bottle episode.
So does Community.
Oh, what's the Community one?
I was going to bring up the Community one because the one with the pen, someone steals Annie's pen. But that was the first time I'd ever seen bottle episode with flashbacks that are made up.
Yeah,
that's the first
flashbacks.
Time
the
how early into the show is that one? I don't
that's
that.
Season two.
Yeah.
It's right, like they're doing the meta like we're doing a flashback.
I think like
episode
that one
two.
Was like part of like when Community's run just got like legendarily good. For
I would have seen
that
was
that
before
that
Dan Harmon tanked.
And then they dropped. Well, no, didn't they drop him and then it tanked?
Yeah, but only because like he was kind of fucking. Causing a bunch of problems.
Dan Harmon revisionist history.
Yeah. I don't remember, but that was what I heard at the time, but then apparently he was a dog as well, huh?
Yeah.
But then he, like, apologized so well that like people were like championing him. Yeah. It was like, oh, this is how that, you apologize.
Which is so
like,
bullshit.
He still did something bad.
He still
bad.
Did this stuff. He still did it.
Yeah.
Do you know who rocks at apologizing? Andrew Hastings. I can't wait for my shot to improve on Dan Harmon's apology.
Yeah.
Oh, like, no, just don't do it in the first place.
Just don't be this way, please. Yeah. Like to say that to a lot of comedians, especially in Melbourne. Anyway.
I was so relieved you said especially in Melbourne, not especially Hastings.
Leave it up to you to be like, she's going to say man.
There's a couple of people that I believe are uncancellable for various reasons. I don't think you could be cancelled because you're a grub anyway. And then the only other person is like Luke Heggie.
Yeah,
because he just thinks the word poof is funny. And I'm like, it is.
Yeah, it is funny. So it's actually funny.
No one will ever cancel you.
Oh, it's so man. Funny for like some like a queer person to be like, damn, you got me.
Yes. I'm like, man, I guess I am one. It's pretty funny.
I think it's quite funny to call myself a tranny, and I've been doing that on stage a lot lately. Mm-hmm. And people just laugh, and I'm like, I'm cool for you to laugh because I think it's funny, but like
you probably shouldn't. Yeah, you probably shouldn't be laughing.
You said it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
We got to examine why you're laughing at it.
Interrogate that audience.
Yeah.
You should yell at them.
I saw someone tweet the other day. It was like, why can't people just tweet, I'm sorry, like, this joke was racist. I made it because I was trying to be funny and I didn't interrogate. And it was like a good, very short, succinct apology. But it was like, I failed to interrogate that racism within me or whatever.
Mm.
And I was like, you're absolutely right. But also, no one's writing like that.
No one's writing that. It's an insane way to talk.
It's not writing like lol soz.
Yeah.
If I cancel, I'm just going to be just like, oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reservations in my bad.
It's just one, whoops.
It's like the fucking transcript that was like, this is what you say, that you'd be like, hey, are you in a mental state where I can give you some bad?
Oh, that one. That was psychotic.
Come on.
To see that floating around, when I've had to, like, to actually have to a few of my friends, like, hey, just can you do me a favor in future? If you're going to start talking to me about something, just put it in the first message. Because
yes.
It does fuck me up. And like, yeah. It's like, I had an old friend, and this was, oh God, it was a nightmare. I'm so glad I'm not friends with her anymore. She used to start conversations by text with just so.
And
it's like, oh cool, I'm just having a panic attack now. I'm just having one. Like,
I have friends like that who will just like text me like, hello, and then full stop, and I'm like, no, that's not how you talk to me in person. You'd be like, hey Rosie, like,
I'll be like, when I get that text, I'm like, they know. And then another part of me like, you didn't do anything. And another part of me like, it doesn't matter.
They still know, dude.
So it's also the full stop, but sometimes it's just Rose. I'm like, oh, what have I done wrong?
Absolutely.
And then it's like, would you like to come to the park with me and the dogs? Well, obviously, yes, but don't start like that.
Yeah, I think it should just be like, all right, cunt. And then you know that you're like not in trouble.
Yeah. Or yo. I'm always fine with a yo.
Yeah.
Jamie, what's your...
I can do hello.
You're pretty well adjusted. How are you?
Yeah. Right. Hello.
Hello.
What do I like?
No, yeah. Like, do you... You seem to be the most well adjusted at the table. Do you...
How dare you? Can't believe this.
Do you like freak out when I'm like... If I text you like, hey, Jamie, do you freak out at all? You're just like, oh, it's Hastings.
Yeah, he's like, oh, God, now I've got to sort of fucking Hastings.
He's probably going to talk about being in a bad place and I'm going to have to pretend like I give a shit. if you said to me, hey, Jamie, I'd assume you were after a favour.
Yeah, that's true. That's a fair point.
Because every time you are.
I would be.
I'd basically text you
for anything else.
See, I'd basically text you. If Rose said, hey, Jamie, I'd be like, she might be in trouble. Yeah. Wants to get a beer.
Because I think I would normally go, hey, dude, or something for you.
Yeah. If other people say, yeah, it would be context dependent.
Yeah.
Like, it's usually, like, the only time I would say that, like, I'd be like, what do we have here, is when it would be, like, someone I'm not in regular contact with.
Yeah.
And if they start with, hey, Jamie, I'd be like, what's the...
Yeah. Who's been...
Yeah.
Who's been cancelled, Roy?
That reeks of I need a favour.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, Demi.
Well, there's a lot of running.
So I'll do what everyone does, is like say Demi, but put letters that aren't supposed to be in there.
Dengi.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I think no. I forgot what I was
also, like most of the time, it's just people asking for spots, but like trying to do it in a way that seems like we've been friends for a long time.
Yeah. Hey, man, how are you?
Yeah.
They care.
They give a shit.
Yeah.
Or like sometimes
you got to send that 3 days before you're asking for the spot.
that's a good point.
Have you heard the thing where it's
you
like
you need to make contact before you need the spot, and then when you need to ask for it.
Oh, that's
but then you'd be like, yeah, I'm good. What's up? just wanted to chat.
Like,
we could catch up.
Have you seen the thing where it's like one of the ways to like trick people into liking you or favoring you or whatever is you think that like naturally you assume like to get someone on to do something you want, you do them a favor.
Yeah, but it's the other way around.
It goes the other way around. If you get someone to do you a favor, they feel a bond because it's like, oh, I'm their little helper buddy.
Yeah, I guess it like builds trust or whatever.
It's because people resent being owed something more than they do.
I think that's why me and Jamie are friends. I have no qualms asking for things. You know, it's like at this point he's just like, well, this guy can't take care of me. he's a sick child of my species.
Yeah. So you do look Dickensian too.
Yeah.
Because it's like genuine. Like I would believe that like if I didn't, you'd be like, ah, fuck, I'm just not going to do it then.
Imagine Hastings in a barrel. With like, suspenders like one of those, on it. Yeah. Doesn't that look good? Don't you like it? It's good, isn't it?
It is good.
It's nice.
It's better.
It's way better.
I'm wearing my pajamas right now.
It's all
your pajamas? They just look like all your clothes.
I changed t-shirt because I'd sweat a little bit. Yeah, I'm wearing tracksuit pants.
We're wearing the same trackies.
Yeah, we are too. That's true. Matchies.
Yeah, it's cute. There you
go. Should we?
Should we open the writer's room?
Yeah, should we get into it?
All right.
Well, I know what I'm pitching.
Okay, so...
Oh, no, I didn't know this was part of it.
Don't worry. All
right.
Every week, we've been thinking about, like, how we'd make this better. So we open up a little writer's room, and we try and rewrite either the episodes or the characters. So some of the changes we've had is status quo, gay man.
Yes.
Mike and Liz have broken up.
They're broken up here now as well.
The whole first season.
First season.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay.
We were calling for their breakup. The people Mike, were begging for it.
Mike is the one who isn't English and isn't Chow.
Yeah,
shipwreck.
Shipwreck.
Chow is...
Oh, yeah!
Mike is also a Muslim.
Because it's post 9/11.
Yeah.
Oh.
But like an Arabic Muslim. So it probably has a different name.
Yep.
And Ewan is British Jew, I believe.
Yes, he's a British Jew.
And
Chow is...
having sex with Liz casually.
And also Korean kind of instead of Vietnamese because he's actually Korean.
And he's more...
And they made him Vietnamese in...
The show for some reason. John Cho is Korean, but he's Vietnamese in the show for some reason.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of a not racist way to word this. It's tough.
I don't know if you're going to nail it.
All right. If I were to cast a Vietnamese person by a race other than Vietnamese, Korean is not the race I would choose.
All right, and now we'll just sail past that and move on to the next point.
Hastings coming through.
I'm saying they don't look the same.
But you are saying what I'm trying to make.
Yes. You are saying that some of them do look the same.
So that's not what I'm saying.
I
cannot tell white men apart. You guys have distinctive things about
you. You're a white man. What do you?
I look in the mirror when
you
Tom's
look like me, Demi.
I look in the mirror when Tom's standing near me, and I'm just like pecking it, trying to get through to the two men in the house. But like, I just don't know who anybody is. The amount of times that Tom's trying to explain an actor to me and he's like, there's literally no way to tell you who this person is because they're white and they're a man.
I knew a girl who until I explained it to her condescendingly talking about a movie podcast who thought that, no, not really. But I knew a girl who recently thought that Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio were the same person.
I could see
I would believe it if I didn't.
They're not even the same type of hot.
They're
cast identical twins in that Quentin Tarantino movie.
There's because Leonardo DiCaprio is like sneaky hot.
Yeah, I think he's like kind of like sneaky. He's kind of a softer, smaller hot. He's like
Well, he was the boyish hot, but way back when.
He's like if a rat was hot.
He's like if a rat was hot. I'm just gonna agree, so we don't have to talk about it.
Maybe I never did anything to you.
It was pretty good in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
I'm gonna leave that.
Just the rest of the podcast.
Oh, you didn't think so?
You guys saying statements and be like, I'll leave it.
Yep, I'll leave it.
The thing is, to use one of your turns of phrase, but like, you know, what has Hastings done for Demi lately?
What has happened? Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'm not much of a favour giver.
I can't think of a favour that I would even trust you with. What could you put? Maybe look after my cat.
No, he's just Tom always eat cookies once.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
No, you gave me weed cookies. I bought the weed.
All right. Well, I know no money was changed hands.
You're dead. You're
I think you're
dead.
Right. I think Tom hit me up and I gave them to you. I think you are right. Yeah.
No, so I hit you up and you gave them to me and Tom wasn't involved. And you were revisionist history because you don't want to be seen talking to a woman.
Oh, it's only because I hate them.
I get it, man. Man, the other night I did this this streamed set thing.
Yeah.
And immediately after I got off stage, my ex-girlfriend sent me a message on Instagram and said, "That was okay."
Damn.
Ooh, oh boy.
I've told this on the podcast, but I'll retell very quickly. My ex-girl, like my first girl, I lost my virginity. My first, I used to live with her. We were dating the first, like my first.
And what was that like? How did that happen?
Shut up. my first love.
It was 20 minutes to midnight.
Not long before COVID shut everything back down, my first love...
Oh, that's when he lost his virginity. That's crazy. Because that was only like the start of this year.
I fuck heaps. There's one thing about Andrew Hastings.
Oh, boy.
No, it's my ex came to Cactus Juice and saw me do an open mic spot. I haven't seen her in years and stuff.
Oh, boy.
And like, it was
she lives
like...
in another country.
I bombed so hard. I was so nervous.
That's
awful.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I love
so that,
that
sucks. I'm sorry. Sorry, dude.
Exes watching you do comedy, I'd rather kill myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had a long discussion about which exes you'd be okay with.
Oh, yeah,
sending
we
you
did
on the
do
pod.
That.
Yeah. In the wake of that, I believe. Anyway, did anyone have any writer's room ideas?
I think
Hastings
said he had a
pitch. I did, absolutely. Yeah. Eugene Levy, full-time cast member.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that we should do. Well, because we've already added... We've already added
Gavel, he's in.
Done.
We've already added
take
Jordan.
The day off.
We've added Jordan as a full-time cast member.
Oh,
so
yeah,
there's
oh, yeah, there's two women now.
Who's Jordan?
Oh, yeah.
Liz's...
It's a one-time character.
No, two times. She was in two episodes.
She was a friend of Liz's. They got to
and
be
we
in
were like,
for two
she
episodes.
Be in
it was
show.
A roommate, apparently.
Yeah, they could be... I mean, women weren't allowed to be funny then anyway and weren't allowed to be gross. So it's like, well, even if I wanted another woman in the show, she wouldn't be allowed to do anything. Anyway, no 17-year-olds is my pitch.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, we could.
That episode could be so easily fixed.
Yeah, what if we?
Yeah,
yeah. Let's fix that episode then instead. So we take the 17-year-old out.
Yeah. So what if it's about like?
What's the reason that they all decide to sit there?
What about like Ewan is a premature ejaculator? And
yeah,
so they all sit there and talk about the time.
Well, like he's embarrassed because like the woman's like can't like she let's say like she runs. It's 2002, so she runs some sort of sex blog, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And she's going to write an article about Ewan being a premature ejaculator and it being like being with someone for the first time and he's raging against it and it just leads the gang to talk about their
what
first
if,
time having sex.
What if it's just that she's a virgin and she's not 17?
That's true. You
like,
could be like 27.
Yeah,
and
be like anyway.
So
I've
you're saying
never
she's
rooted.
Maybe like 8?
Yeah. And we'll call the episode
so
the 40-year-old virgin.
So how did she turn 18?
It's all right. So it's 20 past midnight, and they've got 17 people in the apartment. So everybody has to tell their story, and it is taking such a long time. Yeah. So by the time they're done, she's like 18 and 20 minutes. So it really doesn't matter. So
yeah,
what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. Ewan keeps saying fairly
solid,
legal.
Mm.
Yeah, man. I think...
I would have liked Status's story to be a little better in that as well.
Well, yeah. How would you have had him lose his virginos?
Who is that again? Oh, right, yeah.
First off, he's having, like, rough gay sex with his, like, boyfriend.
Oh, of course,
like,
yeah.
Because it should also be, like, the first
the entire
time...
entire plot of Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there maybe some 69ing happening?
Man, well, it should be, like, the story of how, like, he lost his virginity and realized he was a gay guy. Like...
So does he maybe lose his virginity to a woman and is like, oh, I don't want this?
Oh, yeah, maybe. That's good.
So is he gay in the show?
No.
No, but they kind of hint at... Like,
other characters like think he is sometimes.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, okay.
In a kind of a comedic early 2000s kind yeah. of...
In kind of a...
panicky type
of
way.
In a kind
of
very homophobic
oh,
way.
Oh, yeah. One of those.
Anytime you do something that is a traditional woman's role, you're a gay man.
You're a gay man.
The rampant homophobia in the next episode after this was... You're glad you didn't watch it.
I can't wait.
Oh, it was the best episode of the show.
I live for it.
It's
a real weird episode.
It's so bizarre.
Show.
It's really bizarre.
It's the second last episode of the whole show.
Yeah, I know. And it's it is a very deep.
Maybe the one
episode.
That got the show cancelled finally.
There is a decent line or two in that one though, I think.
Maybe, but it was just, I was baffled watching it. Anyway,
well, let's talk about it.
It is very strange, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, how did Chad lose his virginity again? Did they ever get to that?
Yeah, that was the, like, what the won the 17-year-old over because he was...
Oh, yeah, his was, romantic, his was nice. Real nice, nice one. Was, like, yeah, I'd keep Chad the same, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can do that because it's unexpected that the eccentric weirdo will have the nice one.
Mike's was that he got so drunk that he didn't have sex with a woman.
And then that, his real virginity losing was to a not even that, but I guess the whole thing was like, she's old.
She's disgusting she's because like, she's 27.
She's, yeah. And
honestly,
she's
like,
bus.
In keeping with the theme of the show, like, you could probably keep that the same,
I'd
too.
Keep that the same.
I think. Yeah.
What was Liz's one again?
The guy who busts in like 2 seconds, who just rides right across.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Bikes.
That was kind of
that should
boring.
Be Andrew Hastings.
Yeah.
Right. I'm surprised he hasn't suggested it yet.
Andrew Hastings should be a character in this show.
I think that Hastings should have taken all the characters' virginities. I think that should have been, been one guy across this. I reckon they like the... They all, like, kind of like the community where they realize they're all at the frozen yogurt shop on the same day before they became friends.
I remember that episode.
Like, their origin story sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, these group of friends' origin story is they, in this retelling of how they all lost their virginities, they realize the common thread they have pre-friendship is they all lost their virginity to Andrew Hastings.
To Andrew Hastings, yeah.
Yeah, I came in sort of like, the spirit of God in Passover. Like, you know, I came into all their bedrooms in the one night. And kind of they all...
Are you comparing yourself to God?
A God who murders the firstborn children, yeah.
What we forgot to tell you is that Hastings in the writer's room is a nepotism hire.
Ah,
yeah, I'm the showrunner's nephew.
It's a constant nuisance.
Yeah, you guys hear about Who Jackie?
No.
You guys know Who Jackie?
No.
You don't know Who Jackie?
No.
You guys remember that show Roseanne?
Yeah.
So she, just really quickly, she hired her weed guy as a writer.
Yeah.
And
love to get high.
He pitched an episode that was like, all right, so John Goodman walks in and sees Roseanne washing her asshole in the sink. And he's like, what the fuck are you doing? But it turns out that it's Roseanne's long lost twin sister. Boom. And they're like, Roseanne already has a sister. And he's like, what? And they're like, Jackie. And he goes, who Jackie? And then they're all like, they explain it to him very kindly because he's just like a dead shit. And then
the
he's like,
characters of the show.
Yeah. And then he like thinks for a second and he's like, okay. Jackie dies. End of the episode, her ghost flies around the kitchen. Boom. And then, like, pitches his idea about the long-lost sister washing her ass in the sink again.
Man, Roseanne rocks.
So good.
That's the kind of shit. That's the kind of energy I'm trying to bring.
Yeah.
Not far off, to be honest.
That. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, let's close the writer's room.
Shall we?
Who Jackie?
Who Jackie?
Yeah. Man. Thanks for coming on, Demi.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Anything?
My podcast is called BigSoftTitty.png.
Very good.
Thank you. It's very stupid.
Unlike this titan of intellect.
Unlike this beautiful piece of art. And I'm on Twitch and shit, just Demi Lardner, and all my other stuff is Demi Lardner.
Beautiful. Anyone else?
Hey, Stez.
I'm gigging. Come see me gig. I'm booking shit right now. Let's do it. I'm like feeling really positive and good about comedy. I'm really feeling good. Let's do it. this is me in a good space.
Sick, dude.
Yeah, dude. Also, it's not out now at time of recording, but I'm releasing a sketch on Twitch. Not Twitch, sorry, on Twitter tomorrow. So by the time it's out, go to my Twitter and watch a video I put out.
Cool.
Oh. Go do that. Jamie. I made a little sketch.
I got nothing. I'm good.
Okay. I'm Rosales Piper on Twitter and Instagram. I have a gig coming up that I'm not allowed to. It's not announced yet, so I'm not allowed to say, but stay tuned. I'll do that when I'm allowed.
my Twitter's at Andrew Hastings, by the way.
There you go.
I should have said that when I was plugging that.
Follow the podcast Where We Ate It All podcast on Instagram, Where We Ate It All on Twitter. If you use Facebook, we'll just tell your mother we ate it all. I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, share, subscribe, all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
This is a crazy energy to end the episode on. What the fuck happened?
It's about, it's every
time.
I don't know how to explain it.
You
get really
sick
of repeating all that
shit. It's fucking
shit,
crazy. You need to like record a song or something. Get someone to like make a song that has all the info.
Improvise
in
a song right now.
Oh, improvise a song right now. Tell your mother we ate it all. We've all got flappy pussies.
I like that.
None
that's
of
going on.
And we ate it all pod on Twitter.
That's going on the soundboard.
All right, great.
We always end every episode.
I need to fucking get that clip. So bad. Yeah. It just reminded me.
Yes.
There's a reason to listen back to this one.
Yeah. We end every episode by saying to the next ep. It's an American Pie reference.
Yeah. That is not.
What's the reference of?
They say to the next step at the end of every movie.
Oh, to the next step. Oh, yeah, they cheers it.
Yeah. All right, so to the next step.
To the next step.
Here's Hastings.